This is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. Today's discussion around rules is a sad one to me. And I know a number of people who do this, and I feel terrible for them. But it's called making rules around beliefs that the worst case scenario is always going to happen. And it's called catastrophizing. It just leads to excess worry and a life that's filled with stress. So I want you to look into your rules today and see if you have any rules about doom and gloom happening. Like, bad things always happen to me. Or if you have a rule where you are supposed to worry, that you're supposed to take on the pessimistic possibilities of scenarios. It's a real energy and momentum killer. I want you to really dig into it and take it seriously. Do you find yourself worrying about the worst case scenario? Now, this comes up whenever you go to step into your bigger, broader vision. A client was talking with me about this just today, that they had a moment of incredible vision. And then the very next morning, they felt as if that it wasn't going to happen, and they felt great fear. It's almost as if there's a punishment for dreaming big. Some people say, I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. If that kind of a rule is in your life, that rule isn't one that I'm interested in having you shift. I'm interested in having you get rid of it. If you have a rule that guarantees your failure or guarantees that the next thing that's going to happen is going to be bad because you thought of something good or because something great happened, the next thing that happens is going to be bad. Some people even hold back their joy because they feel like if they get too joyful, the next thing that's going to happen is they're going to have something sobering and they're going to wish they hadn't been celebrating so much. They don't want to get a taste or a big whiff of the good life because they feel like it's just going to be taken away anyways. So I don't sound joyful today because being around people who do this, or if you really have an issue with this, it's sad to me. And I want to support you in shifting out of it. So really look today, and sometimes these are hard to find. It's not so hard for other people to see them if you constantly say, I worry, I'm worried, or I worry about people, or I worry about something happening to you or somebody else. If you find yourself saying, I'm worried, or I worry, or that's just me, I worry, start to look at what that is about. And often what it's about is people being warned about enjoying life too much or having too much and then paying a price, or don't get your hopes up too high because they'll be pummeled or you'll be disappointed. You might be disappointed. I want to encourage you to have your momentum way up there in possibility, and not let anything knock you down off of your possibility. And I would rather have you coming from a point of complete optimism where you're not worrying and you're not thinking something bad might happen. And you're just saying things like, great things continue to happen to me. I have incredible momentum. Things are always working out for me. Versus, bad stuff always happens to me. I just want you to take that. If you do that, I want you to remove it from your vocabulary. And every time you find yourself doing it, instead, I want you to substitute it for something that might sound ludicrous at first, but I started saying it and my life started becoming that way. This happens for me. This kind of thing always happens for me. Good things are constantly happening to me. Okay, that's your job today. look into your rules that tell you if you get too happy or if something great happens, you can expect something disappointing to follow. And shift those to be, great things happen for me. Everything is always happening for me. Great things are coming to me. And have a beautiful night.